local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, one last cold start before a late week warm-up. 31 now, heading for a high in the 60s. Dr. Bill on the way with our full forecast. First, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
For the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center, they do have a couple of accidents clearing Moffitt Road and Reynolds Drive right by the Hardee's. That's going to be one with injuries. House Ferry Road at Snow and Salco and Highway 43. Both of those are without injuries in the final clearing stages. State troopers are there. Got a chilly start again this morning. Watch for the radar in the school zone as buses are already traveling this morning. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be a little warmer with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with a few showers and highs around 70 degrees. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
But do you recall the most famous reindeer of all?
Rudolph the red-nosed reindeer had a very shiny nose. And if you ever saw
it, let that roll. That's Burl.
You would even say it glows.
Yes.
All of the other.
It's a very swanky Christmas when you go Burl Ives on it. Think that Burl Ives. Cool. He didn't realize how cool he was, the Burl Ives. And I think I like Burl Ives. Number one, his singing ability, and I realize in another 20 years I will look a lot like Burl Ives. I don't know if I'll wear the turtlenecks of Burl Ives, but I will probably look like Burl Ives.
And cool name, too. Burl? Is that right? Burl?
B-U-R-L. Burl Ives.
That is a manly name. And it's not in the top 10 this year for baby names,
but
that's for sure.
But if you could name your son Burl... Burl Ives Sullivan. I should have contended for that one. Hey, good morning. Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. Other than just being the first, I think the first Christmas song played so far on the show, I don't think we've done anything to this point, do you?
Not this year, we haven't.
Okay, so it was really, though, just a transition into a story that I've got to bring to y'all, because last night they aired Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Okay, so it's a Christmas classic. You know, we talk about how early Christmas gets cranked up. I know they actually start showing some Christmas stuff on Thanksgiving. But last night, CBS aired Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the classic, the Burl Ives, the claymation, the whole, I love it. But here's what's changed. So it was running last night on CBS when folks over on Twitter gathered around what the Huffington Post has called the digital fireplace to share that moment. What a moment it was. Some people joked that they noticed a few things with the Christmas classic they didn't always spot or had simply ignored when they saw it years ago. Or maybe it's just people are so hypersensitive to everything now that it bothered them. Okay, number one. Sarah on Twitter says, every year the elf throws the bird out of the sleigh without an umbrella, even though earlier the bird said it can't fly. Remember the Island of Misfit Toys, that bird can't fly. They throw it out of the sleigh. I don't know what actually happens to that bird, if it does go crashing to the ground. Also, another one from TrivWorks on Twitter. It says, trivia fact, Yukon Cornelius, who is one of the claymation characters there, was the first hipster. If you look at Yukon Cornelius, the look he goes with is kind of what the hipsters go for now.
All he needs is a man bun. That's right.
That's right. It might be under his stocking cap there. They said also... They're bothered here by the way Rudolph is treated by his reindeer dad and Santa and everybody else.
That's the whole point, right?
Right. So, okay, and somebody, so Carl says on Twitter, if I was Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, I would have told Santa to kiss my red glowing blank. Now you need me? Good luck flying in the dark.
Mm-hmm. That's the problem with kids these days.
Somebody else on Twitter, Red Soxtober, said, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, teaching kids since 1964, your peers will only accept your differences if you can provide them with some kind of service. Hopefully this is all in jest and not for ruining Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. And then Chris on Twitter says, here comes Comet, the worst coach you've ever seen since the last move you ever watched about youth sports, when he's trying to help Rudolph. And then he says, let's see. Oh, no, it's Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. I don't have strength to watch this again. Those poor elves, that bully with a whip, abusive deer, dentist shaming, unloved toys, it's just too much. So there you go. On this last one here, the North Pole needs an HR department. All those bosses are horrible. So, yeah, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the Burlives Classic, in claymation on last night. And Twitter was alive with people critiquing it, maybe with a 2018 lens on a 1964 classic. I'll stick with the old view of a claymation animated Burlives snowman and just enjoy it for what it is. 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, we're coming right back.
You'll go down in history.
If you're among the majority of people who prefer to read accurate reports of local news and sports, it's time for you to turn the page to the Call News newspaper. Follow your favorite high school sports teams. Learn more about the actions of state, county, and city leaders. The Call News, a newspaper that speaks to you and your interests. Since 1897, the Call News has reported on the issues that matter to the people of South Alabama and is considered to be one of Alabama's best weekly newspapers. The Call News can be purchased at many grocery and convenience stores in South Alabama, including Walmart, Rouse's, and Circle K. If your favorite store doesn't have it, let us know and we'll make it available. Mailed subscriptions are also available for as little as $30 per year and digital copies for even less. Call 866-5998. That's 866-5998 and get connected to the Call News.
I'm Jessica Cialone for WKRG News 5 this morning. Students returned to Robertsdale High School this morning after four classmates were injured in a bus crash Tuesday afternoon. The bus was stopped and letting students off at the intersection of Granite Boulevard and Highway 90 when a red SUV slammed into the back of the bus. Four students were rushed to the hospital for treatment. The driver of the SUV was airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile. His passenger was taken to South Baldwin Medical Center. A three-year-old is safe this morning after she wandered from her home and nearly crossed a busy road. Wearing a diaper, tank top, and boots in 44-degree weather, the child left the home on Kelly Avenue in Fort Walton Beach and walked about 700 yards toward Eglin Parkway. A worker at a Wendy's restaurant stopped her.
And I like this. Come on, come here. She ran to me and hugged me, was crying for her mom.
And volunteers will search this morning for a missing Flomaton woman. 74-year-old Eva McBride has been missing since Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Big changes this year in Washington, but how will that affect you? Don Moore explains how to adjust your retirement strategy to make sure you're prepared. Listen to the Retirement Peace Roadmap radio show, Sunday afternoon at 2, here on FM Talk 106.5.
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
Good morning, 7:14 on FM Talk 106.5. Thank you so much for getting your day started with us on Mobile Mornings. Right now it's time for the sports report. Last night, the College Football Playoff Committee released their newest rankings prior to this week's conference championship games. Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame remain unchanged in the top three. Georgia has moved into the number four slot after Michigan's blowout loss to Ohio State. Oklahoma is ranked number five, just outside of the playoff eligible teams. The Sooners knocked off West Virginia 59-56 last week. And the Ohio State Buckeyes sit in sixth, heading into their Big Ten championship game against Northwestern on Saturday. College Football Playoff Chairman Rob Mullins explained why Oklahoma's ranked ahead of Ohio State.
Well, obviously, we spent a lot of time on that one, for sure. But when you look at it, Oklahoma's body of work
is still impressive. I understand that the defensive deficiencies are there, and we talk about that, but they really have a historic offense, and what Kyler Murray and that offense is able to do scores enough points to win games, and at the end of the day, it's about results.
The Michigan Wolverines fell to number 7 after that beatdown by Ohio State. The committee moved undefeated UCF up one spot to number 8. Number 9, Florida broke into the top 10 after beating Florida State. LSU is down to number 10. The Tigers fell 3 spots after a 7 overtime, 74-72 loss to Texas A&M. And that win for the Aggies moved them up 3 spots to number 19. There are 3 more SEC teams in the rankings this week, bringing the conference total to 7. Kentucky's number 15. Mississippi State checks in at number 18. And Missouri moved into the rankings at number 24. The Tennessee Volunteers need to find a new offensive coordinator. Tyson Helton, who ran the offense this season and head coach Jeremy Pruitt's first year, has been hired as the new head coach at Western Kentucky. Helton previously spent 2 seasons with the Hilltoppers as the offensive coordinator under Jeff Brohm. In 2014 and 2015, Western Kentucky fired head coach Mike Sanford on Sunday after the Hilltoppers finished the season with a 2-10 record in his second year as the coach. And more news from Auburn. This story coming from WBRC, where they say that Auburn football coach Gus Malzahn has agreed in principle to accept a reduced contract buyout to remain at the university. WBRC's Fox 6 Sports confirmed the initial report that came from Auburn undercover that Malzahn will see his $32 million buyout reduced. Right now, we don't know that amount that it will be reduced by. Source close to Auburn University told WBRC that Malzahn agreed Auburn will effectively end paying the buyouts for assistant coaches, and that will force Malzahn to pay the buyouts himself for any assistant coach that he seeks to dismiss. Of course, this year, after beating Georgia and Alabama, actually last year, Malzahn was awarded that 7-year, $49 million contract. And since he was given that contract, the Tigers have gone 7-7 with a 4-7 record against Power 5 teams.
Okay, but what I can't understand, I mean, there's the football part, but just the business part, I don't understand. If he has a contract that is solid and he gets this big buyout, I'm not saying what Auburn fans want or whatever, but if you're Malzahn and the contract right now it puts the ball in your court, it's in your favor. If they fire you, you get all this money, and then you could go look for another job, or you just sit at home and count your $32 million or whatever it is. Why would you agree to reduce the contract buyout amount? I mean, I'm just not saying what Auburn fans want. I understand that. I'm just saying, just from a business aspect, why would you agree to that?
Yeah, it really doesn't make sense. And if he had an agent, I'm sure the agent would tell him not to take that deal. But
well,
the only thing,
it's not a deal even.
It's a demotion.
Yeah.
It's a pay cut almost. The only thing I can think, maybe with this contract not yet finalized, maybe they gave him a better overall contract in order to reduce the buyout. Maybe they changed the terms of the 7-year deal.
But you think there's something else that Auburn's offering in exchange for the reduction of the buyout?
Either that, or he wants out. Maybe he's tired.
If he wants out, then
then take the buyout.
Yeah,
it doesn't make much sense to take a reduced buyout unless he's going to be offered more money in another way, or if he really, really just wants out of the university and he's able to take whatever he can get.
Say, okay, so he says, hey, will y'all fire me if I only take this?
Yeah, maybe so.
That's
I don't know.
It's a screwy world out there.
It really is. 7:19 now on FM Talk 106.5. I guess we'll keep our eyes on this Auburn situation. Maybe Bob Stoops is the coach next year. Maybe it'll still be Gus Malzahn. We can only wait and see. That was the Mobile Morning Sports Report right here on FM Talk 106.5.
Why does Hardee's make biscuits from scratch? That's like asking why clowns scare people. Because it's what we were born to do. And because it makes them delicious. We were also born to let you choose from our bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage and egg biscuit, or Frisco breakfast sandwich, and mix and match any 2 of these for only $4. That's right, as newborns, we came up with this 2-for-$4 mix and match idea and started making delicious biscuits from scratch. Talk about proud parents.
Hardee's because it tastes better.
Offer available for a limited time during regular breakfast hours at participating Hardee's restaurants. Price and participation may vary. Tax not included.
This daily tax tip is brought to you by Byers, Byers & Associates in Daphne, making sure you're receiving the deductions and credits you're eligible for.
Be aware of the new tax law changes that could affect you this year. One important change is to miscellaneous itemized deductions. Of those that have been lost for 2018 are reimbursed employee business expenses. For example, salespeople on a W-2 can no longer claim mileage, parking, tolls, office expenses, meals, and entertainment, to name a few. Other miscellaneous itemized deductions lost for 2018 include tax preparation fees, estate planning fees, and investment management expenses. Investment expenses are those associated with income-producing activities that are not a business, such as property or real estate management. Of those that have been lost for 2018, clerical help, office rent, investment fees, legal and tax advice, and safety deposit box fees.
When it's time to file, you know who to dial. Call Byers, Byers & Associates today. Visit ByersCPA.com. That's BYERSCPA.com.
Dr. Bill Williams Weather, presented by Summerbee Senior Living. Live an upscale, independent lifestyle with help when you need it. Our assisted living professional associates provide the support you need, and nurses are available 24/7.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be a little warmer, with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, with a few showers and highs around 70 degrees. Visit meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority. Log in now for streaming shows, host bios, on-demand forecasts, local, national, and global news, plus interactive polls and blogs. Get all of it online now at fmtalk1065.com.
722 FM Talk 106.5 Mobile Morning. Sean Dalton, Dr. Bill Kane with traffic. Kelly is out today. Be back with us soon. And speaking of colleges, too, tip of the hat here. Well done for the University of Mobile. Their MBA program now recognized nationally as a best value for 2019-2020. University of Mobile's Master of Business Administration recognized nationally as a top-tier program among the best value fully accredited online MBAs for 2019 and 2020. According to MBApage.com, they recognize UM as the only private Alabama-based university to make that list, saying the University of Mobile's MBA program is at the corner of value and convenience for busy working professionals, end quote. The online MBApage.com assessed and rated colleges based on total program costs, the best price programs for each of the three major accrediting organizations, and analyzed both public and private institutions. The rating site said value, quote, means finding a program that will give you the kind of contemporary business knowledge and time-tested skills you need to be an asset to your organization, no matter the industry. It means getting more out of school than you put in, both in terms of the kind of acumen that you bring to the table and the long-term salary payoff you get for that expertise, end quote. UM is internationally accredited by the Accreditation Council for Business Schools and Programs. So, nice work, University of Mobile. Hats off to you. 723, we're coming right back.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a great start so far this morning. The few accidents we've had, including one to Moffitt Road right by the Hardee's, now moved out of the roadway. Steady ride so far. Watch officers working radar along the interstate for the 1065 split, but the Bayway, the Causeway, still a good ride. Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays. And whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, and even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED, and you can see them online at pitsandsons.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
724 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Check in with Larry Kirby at LCM. And it's that time. If people want to have that vehicle for Christmas, they're getting with Larry. It sounds like a bunch of people did that yesterday.
Yes, they did. We took 5 different orders yesterday, so that's what I'll be in front of a computer all day today.
Well, talk about that process. If somebody's not done that before, to have you headhunt, how does that work?
Well, they just call us and tell us what they want. They give us the parameters, mileage, color, obviously vehicle, two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, all those. You know, and then we go to our sites, and the sites have what they call a condition report that we go to. They rate the vehicles from 1 to 5, you know, 4 being really good, 5 being pretty much perfect. So that's the ones we choose from.
And the nice thing is, too, you're spreading the net wide. Y'all are looking at vehicles all through the Southeast.
We go to the Southeast and even the Southwest. I mean, you know, we keep it within, we try to stay within 500 miles, but you can imagine how many vehicles are available in 500-mile radius of Mobile.
Yeah, and you have people there at those auctions to make those buys.
Absolutely. We have buyers on site. Plus, like I said, we can get that condition report, and after we buy the vehicle, we do what they call a post-sale inspection. In other words, we're buying a short-term warranty for them to inspect it, and if it comes to us and it's not as represented, we just send it back.
I like it. Give us directions to come out and sit down with you, look at the vehicles on the lot, or maybe even have you find one in particular for us.
Come see us, Highway 90 West in Theodore, online at lcmotorcars.com. Like us on Facebook or just call us at 375-0068.
Thanks, Larry.
Thanks.
All right, Larry Kirby checking in from LCM 727. Yeah, I put the story up, by the way, the Malzahn story. I put it up on the Twitter feed at FM Talk 1065. Or you can just search for WBRC TV out of Birmingham. There's got to be, and you said some things from the break. I think you're probably right. There's something that we're not being told, because just logically, I don't understand. If you hold the cards, if you're in a situation where you have this big buyout, why you would agree for a reduction? Get out of, you know, team loyalties and all that. Just talk about business. Why would you agree to it?
Yeah, I really don't know. The only thing I can think is that there's already a university that would be willing to hire him and pay off, make that difference up for the buyout. But even then, why would you make that deal? Unless you're really just tired of being at Auburn. But there's been so much movement just over the last 3 days since the season ended, because now you have, they're thinking Chip Lindsey will probably for sure be on his way out of Auburn. He's the offensive coordinator. Mm-hmm. Whether Malzahn stays or goes, he's likely out. With Tennessee losing their offensive coordinator to Western Kentucky, it's looking like Chip Lindsey might be the favorite to go to Tennessee. And then you have Bob Stoops, the former Oklahoma coach, who's been mentioned as maybe coming to Auburn, even though he adamantly denied that.
Right.
So there's already been so much offseason drama. And for those two teams, well, Auburn's not even in the offseason yet, because they have a bowl game coming up
at the end of December. So, and I, you know, get more on this at 2 o'clock today with Paul Feinbaum. They hashed it over some yesterday, but I see the comments on the text line say, well, you know, maybe this is not even a real thing. It's something that's been drummed up. It's a conspiracy. Tracy over on Twitter said, no, unless there's some dirt out there. Maybe there's something else. There's probably always something else that we don't know. I just, at face value, I don't get why you would agree to do that.
I've been wrong before. Malzahn doesn't really strike me as the guy that has a lot of dirt.
Yeah, I don't think he does either.
A pretty normal dude.
Yeah, I don't think he does either. It just leaves me scratching my head. Oh, well, that's why the world of SEC football is played not only on the field, but off the field as well.
That's for sure.
728 coming up. Dr. Bill joins us. We'll talk about a warm-up this week. 31 now, but by the end of the week, we're pushing almost 80 degrees. He'll give us that timeline and a look at the weekend ahead. Check in with News 5 next.
This WKRG News 5 update is brought to you by Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. You can buy a safe anywhere, but you can't get this kind of service anywhere. Buy from the folks you trust. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, 471-1137.
I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5 this morning. The man accused of firing shots into a car on Interstate 10, injuring his own daughter, will be in court this morning. A bond hearing is set for 39-year-old Robert Hooper. He faces 5 counts of attempted murder. The young girl's uncle spoke to News 5.
Don't typically happen to 9-year-olds like that, so she is still shaking up.
Spanish Fort police are looking for a man they say broke into cars over the weekend at the Eastern Shore Shopping Center and JCPenney. There's
there's been a spike in car break-ins across Baldwin County over the last week. Break-ins have been reported in Orange Beach, Foley, Alberta, Daphne, and Fairhope. Republican Cindy Hyde-Smith made history Tuesday night. She is the first woman elected to the U.S. Senate from Mississippi. Hyde-Smith defeated her Democratic challenger Mike Espy despite controversy in the final weeks of the campaign over a comment her critics called racist. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Wrap up savings at Mike Ward's Liberty Safes. Matching rebates up to $400 on all Browning Pro Steel safes in stock. The right Browning safe at the right price till December 31st at Mike Ward's. Just look for the giant yellow safe at I-65 and Moffitt in Mobile. Waiting to buy a Liberty safe from Ward's? Well, now's the time to purchase with 0% interest for 18 months with approved credit. Take advantage of this offer through December 31st. Mike Ward's Liberty Safes, I-65 and Moffitt Road. Just look for the giant yellow safe.
President Trump is threatening a government shutdown again if he can't get Congress to fund a start to building his border wall. But Linda Kenyon reports some Republicans are reluctant and Democrats are really reluctant.
The $1.6 billion for border security negotiated by Democrats and Republicans is our position.
Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says while President Trump wants $5 billion and is threatening a government shutdown if he doesn't get it, Democrats aren't going to budge. But Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says negotiations will continue.
Well, we're talking about it.
Democrats will vote this morning on nominating Nancy Pelosi for House Speaker next session. Four children and two adults are unaccounted for following an overnight house fire in Logansport, Indiana. The six are believed to still be inside the burned-out home. With an hour to go before the opening bell on Wall Street, stock index futures are posting solid gains, with investors awaiting a speech from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell. Dow futures now up 175 points. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. That gender pay gap may be even worse than you think. The Institute for Women's Policy Research compared the earnings of both women and men with all kinds of working arrangements over a 15-year period and found that women earn just 49 cents for every dollar a man earns. By comparing earnings over a 15-year period, the study captures the experiences of women as they move through the labor market and illustrates how those experiences affect their economic status. Among women workers, about 43% experienced at least 1 year with no earnings, compared to just 23% of men. The White House is warning Chinese President Xi Jinping against trying to wait out President Trump in the ongoing trade dispute between their countries. The warning from the National Economic Council Director Larry Kudlow comes ahead of the two leaders' high-stakes sit-down on Saturday in Argentina. Crude oil up 5 cents at $51.61 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures indicating a higher open after stocks closed higher yesterday as well. That's Your Money Now.
The clock is ticking. Every day you put off buying life insurance can cost you big time. The older you get, the more you'll have to pay. And a sudden accident or unexpected illness could cause your rates to skyrocket or even make you uninsurable. Beat the clock. Call SelectQuote now. No hassle, no obligation. In minutes, you'll have a choice of your best rates from up to 10 highly rated life insurance companies. Richard, 40 years old, takes meds to control his cholesterol. Still, SelectQuote got him a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $25 a month. Under a dollar a day. Don't risk your family's security another minute. Get your free quote now. Just call 800-569-2121. That's 800-569-2121. 800-569-2121. Or go to SelectQuote.com. Since 1985, we shop, you save.
Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have a new accident with Entrapment at Airport and Snow. It's going to be right in the middle of the roadway. House Ferry and Snow, also Salco Road and Highway 43, also Moffitt Road at Reynolds Drive, or other accidents in the final clearing stages. Steady ride so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. The City of Mobile's annual Lighting of the Tree has moved to this Friday, November 30th from 5 to 8 p.m. in Mardi Gras Park in downtown. Enjoy live holiday music and story time from the Mobile Library, face painting, balloon clowns, golf quests will be there, and snow, too. Get the details at special. SpecialEventsMobile.org, and I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 7:34 FM Talk 106.5, and good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another freezing morning, 31 at our studios. I know you were saying some places in the 20s this morning, but that's coming to an end.
Yeah, I mean, 25 degrees up at Mount Vernon, and So that means that a number of locations in northern Baldwin and northern Mobile counties got into the 20s this morning. But most areas were about 30, 31, 32 degrees just around sunrise. We're in for another cool day today, although a little bit warmer than yesterday. Yesterday's high only 53. Looks like about 58 today with plenty of sunshine. One thing to note, the wind will be light out of the east, but it will become south in the afternoon, and that's indication of warmer weather on the way. Tonight won't be as cold, 48 degrees for the low. And tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a little more humid, a chance of an afternoon shower, and the high tomorrow up to 70 degrees. Wind out of the south, 5 to 15 miles an hour. Friday, mostly cloudy again. We've got a chance of a few showers on Friday, and we continue to warm up, 75 degrees for Friday afternoon. Friday night, I expect numerous showers around, a few thunderstorms. There's a storm system moving across the middle of the country, and a cold front that will be affecting us will give us showers Friday night and Saturday. Good chance of showers on Saturday, but we're going to be in the upper 70s, 78 degrees, even the possibility we could even reach 80 degrees during the afternoon hours on Saturday. On Sunday, that frontal system moves in. It's not going to bring any cold air, just a little bit drier, but there's still the threat of some showers on Sunday. Be partly cloudy, 75 degrees. And we'll start out with mild weather on Monday in the 70s with a chance of a few showers. So it looks like a warm weekend. And the best day is going to be Sunday with the fewest showers.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back with you soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with an update on our forecast, 7:36. We'll check in with Kane coming up. Also in the 8 o'clock hour, Jeff Poore with lots to talk about in national and state political news. And a look at what's happening up in Birmingham, actually Hoover specifically, after that shooting at the there at the Galleria Mall in Hoover. And then the officers shooting a person that was armed, but it turns out not the person they were looking for in that shooting. We'll get into those details coming up.
On the next What's Working with Cam Marston, we talk to John Papagrow, a New Orleans funk musician, about his workplace. More after this from Roberts Brothers Realtors. When Mobile and Baldwin County homeowners think of real estate, they think of Roberts Brothers. The Roberts Brothers sales team has been rooted in integrity, professionalism, and a commitment to simplifying the process for over seven decades.
Hello, Tom Beaudry here. I'm a retired Coast Guard Command Mass Chief and a disabled veteran. I am your veteran and military real estate professional. Call me today at 251-367-0575 and thank you for your service.
I honestly didn't expect John Grow to say yes to an interview. When he said yes, I scrambled to create a relevant tie between being a New Orleans funk musician and the workplace and workforce trends this show focuses on. What I learned from John was to commit to giving it your all, to try to inspire your bandmates, to push them, and be ready to be inspired by them in return. John tells us what it takes to be a busy musician in New Orleans' very competitive music scene. Listen for more Wednesday at 6 p.m. here on FM Talk 106.5 or the podcast available now at cammarston.com.
Goodwill Easter Seals is taking online orders for the 2018 Christmas on the Coast ornaments. This year's Mobile ornament features Pullman's Bake Shop, celebrating 100 years on the Gulf Coast. The Pensacola ornament features McGuire's Irish Pub. The ornaments change each year. 2018 ornaments are $15, past years just $8. It's not too late to add these beautiful ornaments to your tree. Shop the sale. See the ornaments at GESGC.org.
Joined again by my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. And it's time to get prepping, you were telling me the other day. Prepping for what?
Well, really lawn care. If you want a good lawn next season, next spring, maybe you're not happy with it this summer, now's the time to be planning for a good lawn next year.
You mean things we're doing now make a difference come spring?
Yeah, just like if you want to have a good day tomorrow, it starts with a good meal and a good night's rest. You'd really want to be thinking about aeration or getting a soil sample and seeing if you need to apply lime, maybe liquid aeration, maybe winterization with a fertilizer, or just cleaning up winter weeds. Those things are coming too.
Yeah, so things we do now in the fall make a big difference come spring.
Huge difference.
And I bet you have a list of those things for us you could roll out. You offered a few of them there. If we want more on that list or more information, how do we get in touch with you?
Just find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
740 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. By the way, too, if you look, I know he was running that special yesterday and earlier this week. I think it might be a Cyber Week special, but my buddy Sid Sexton, if you go on his social media platforms, a discount there for doing yard lighting and full yard remodels, which, by the way, I need that for the backyard, Sid. But they're running a little voucher right now where you can get that discount to get them to come out and do their great work. All right, 740 FM Talk 106.5. And, of course, one of the big discussions has been this move by GM to cut the staff at plants in the United States and also Canada and kind of retool their business here. What does this all mean? As the president yesterday was tweeting about it, and he said that he was very disappointed with General Motors and their CEO, Mary Barra, for closing plants in Ohio, Michigan, and Maryland. He said nothing's being closed in Mexico and China. He said, look at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars. That's part of the bigger story here. Bob Costantini from Westwood One gives us more.
Angry for a second day, President Trump tweeting, the U.S. saved General Motors, and this is the thanks we get. We are now looking at cutting all GM subsidies, including for electric cars. Electric car buyers can get up to $7,500 in tax credits, but it does not matter where the car is made. That's the way Congress approved it. Chief Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow, understanding the president's disappointment, but not sure what can be done by the administration.
Regarding electric cars and others, I can't say anything final about that, but we're looking into it.
GM announced the possible closings, the one in Ohio particularly troubling to the president, not to move production overseas, but to shed car models that are not selling well. On an international matter facing the Trump White House, one of the president's closest aides took heat at the briefing. President Trump said he didn't want to hear it because it was brutal and he knew the outcome. His national security advisor, John Bolton, now saying he also has not heard the recording of the killing of dissident journalist and Washington Post contributor Jamal Khashoggi because he doesn't speak Arabic.
Well, you want me to listen to it? What am I going to learn from? I mean, if they were speaking Korean, I wouldn't learn any more from it either.
Khashoggi was killed in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, a murder the CIA says was specifically directed by Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Despite the recording, President Trump declared the royal family would face no punishment for the sake of oil prices, arms deals, and investment.
And it was factored into the president's decision, and he's announced his position very clearly.
Bolton adds the president has no plans to meet with the Crown Prince at the G20 Economic Summit this weekend.
All right, there's Bob Costantini with an update, and we'll talk more about that coming up next hour. 743, check in with News 5 next.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
I'm Jessica Taloney for WKRG News 5. This morning, students returned to Robertsdale High School this morning after four classmates were injured in a bus crash Tuesday afternoon. The bus was stopped and letting students off at the intersection of Granite Boulevard and Highway 90 when a red SUV slammed into the back of the bus. Four students were rushed to the hospital for treatment. The driver of the SUV was airlifted to University Hospital in Mobile. His passenger was taken to South Baldwin Medical Center. A three-year-old is safe this morning after she wandered from her home and nearly crossed a busy road. Wearing a diaper, tank top, and boots in 44-degree weather, the child left the home on Kelly Avenue in Fort Walton Beach and walked about 700 yards toward Eglin Parkway. A worker at a Wendy's restaurant stopped her.
And I come on, come here. She ran to me and hugged me, was crying for a mom.
And volunteers will search this morning for a missing Flomaton woman. 74-year-old Eva McBride has been missing since Friday. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
This is a great time of the year for food, fun, and entertaining. If you're planning a wedding, after rehearsal, or a corporate event, well, you need to call Naaman's Catering. Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we've been serving the Gulf Coast for over 25 years with great food and unsurpassed service. So if you're planning a special event or just a good old backyard social, don't stress out. Just call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900 or look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com. Give us a like on Facebook and go Jags!
The Army National Guard is committed to keeping the country safe and our community secure. Composed of hundreds of thousands of citizen soldiers from all walks of life, the Guard is always ready to respond to local or national emergencies. We protect the homeland. We're always there when called upon, and in every state and territory, we stand guard for our communities. To learn more, log on to NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard. Aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Quarter till 8 on FM Talk 106.5. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The College Football Playoff Committee released their newest rankings last night prior to this week's conference championship games. Top three remain the same. You already know them by name. Alabama, Clemson, and Notre Dame. They're 1, 2, and 3. Georgia's moved into the number 4 slot after Michigan's blowout loss to Ohio State. Oklahoma's ranked number 5, just outside of the playoff eligible teams. The Sooners knocked off West Virginia 59-56 on Saturday. And the Ohio State Buckeyes sit 6th heading into their Big Ten championship game against Northwestern on Saturday. College Football Playoff Chairman Rob Mullins explained why the committee has Oklahoma ranked ahead of Ohio State right now.
Time on that one for sure, but when you look at it, Oklahoma's body of work is still impressive. I understand that the defensive deficiencies are there, and we talk about that, but they really have a historic offense, and what Kyler Murray and that offense is able to do scores enough points to win games, and at the end of the day, it's about results.
Michigan fell to number 7 after suffering that beatdown by Ohio State, 62-39. The committee moved undefeated UCF up one spot to number 8. Number 9, Florida broke into the top 10 after they beat Florida State, and LSU is down to number 10. The Tigers fell 3 spots after that 7 overtime loss to Texas A&M. The Aggies, meanwhile, jumped 3 spots to number 19 with that win, and there are 3 more SEC teams in the rankings, bringing the conference total to 7 teams. Kentucky's ranked 15th, Mississippi State checks in at number 18, and Missouri moved into the rankings at number 24. The Tennessee Volunteers need to find a new offensive coordinator. Tyson Helton, who ran the offense this season and head coach Jeremy Pruitt's first year, he's been hired as the new head coach at Western Kentucky. Helton previously spent 2 seasons with the Hilltoppers as the offensive coordinator under head coach Jeff Brohm in 2014 and 2015. Western Kentucky fired head coach Mike Sanford on Sunday after the Hilltoppers finished the season with a 2-10 record in Sanford's second year as the coach. In NFL news, the Washington Redskins claimed former Alabama linebacker Reuben Foster off waivers from the San Francisco 49ers on Tuesday, 3 days after he was arrested on a charge of misdemeanor domestic violence. Foster was subsequently placed on the commissioner's exempt list. That means he can't practice or attend games, but he can be at the team facility on a, quote, reasonable basis for workouts, meetings, and other permitted non-football activities. The NFL says that they will continue to review the matter. The 49ers selected Foster in the first round of the 2017 NFL Draft. He was arrested in Tampa, Florida on Saturday night, less than 24 hours before the 49ers faced the Buccaneers. And congratulations from us to the Mobile Sports Authority and everyone involved in the Gulf Coast Challenge for winning Sports Destination Management's 2018 Champions of Economic Impact in Sports Tourism Award. The inaugural Gulf Coast Challenge was held September 22nd at Ladd Peoples Stadium. With Alabama A&M taking on Southern University, more than 23,000 people attended the game, and plenty more were outside of the stadium tailgating. The event reportedly brought in over $6.6 million to the Mobile economy. So from FM Talk 106.5, congrats again to Mobile Sports Authority. 7:49 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, the 2018 Lanyap Nappy Award winner for Best Burger. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's here in Mobile, the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
From the JubileeRoofing.com traffic center, an accident with Intrepid at Airport and Snow still slowing up traffic. Moffitt Road and Reynolds Drive got that accident with injuries finally cleared up as traffic flow looks good, but heavy traffic along Airport and Dolphin at 65. The delays continue westbound I-10, traveling in from the Eastern Shore, but no other accidents that'll slow you down. Every great hotel has a great bar to steal away to, and 1847 is at the Marriott Hotel, home to the beverage arts with Grand Garden to glass-crafted cocktails, local libations, and more. They're open Tuesday through Saturday with complimentary valet parking. The Marriott Hotel. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This information update is brought to you by Bachelor Service Heating and Air, your Daikin Comfort Pro. Call 476-4321. Service worth remembering online at bachelorservice.com. Alabama Certification 17070.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Will be a little warmer with temperatures in the upper 50s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the upper 40s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild with a few showers and highs around 70 degrees. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Keep your heating and cooling system running at peak efficiency with Bachelor Service Energy Savings Agreement. Twice a year, a specially trained Bachelor Service Precision Tune-Up Specialist will clean and inspect your system. Or call Bachelor Service, your Daikin Comfort Pro, and ask about our $79 tune-up special. Bachelor Service, home of the 12-year parts and labor warranty on all Daikin home comfort systems. For peace of mind, BachelorService.com. Certification 17070.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
All right, welcome back. FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings, Wednesday style. And by the way, too, I just put a story up on the FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors Facebook page. Another case of chronic wasting disease confirmed in Mississippi. It's been a big deal here in discussing how to keep it out of the state of Alabama. A couple things for you to check out. Number one, the story from the Clarion Ledger that's linked up there, plus an interview we did a few weeks back with Director of Alabama Wildlife and Freshwater Fisheries, Chuck Sykes, all about that in detail. You can link through to that podcast by just going to our Facebook page for the Outdoors Show, although we could probably link it up on both, but it's FM Talk 106.5 Outdoors on Facebook. Find it there. They said, yeah, a two-year-old doe harvested by a hunter in Issaquena County. Now, I would say that Bill Riles at WKRG, mm-hmm. who is from the Mississippi Delta, he can say the name of that county. I spent a lot of time over there. I can say it. That's probably going to be the hardest name to hear reporters try to say, this county in the Mississippi Delta, South Delta.
One more time. Let me
Issaquena.
Hear Issaquena.
Issaquena.
Mm.
Which means in, I don't know what Native American language it is, probably is that would be Choctaw. That means Deer River. In I think it's Choctaw, but it may be another dialect. But Issaquena County.
You think both of those Senate candidates that ran yesterday couldn't knew how it to pronounce that? I'm sure they did, right?
If they were smart about their politics, then they would. You would hope that they would know how to say things that way. Speaking of which, we'll talk about that next hour coming up with Jeff Poor. It was not blue lightning striking twice. There were some analogs that people were looking at. Compared to Alabama, you had a Thad Cochran leaving his Senate seat before the end of the term. You had somebody put in the position to for a period of time to take over that Senate seat. So Alabama, it was Jeff Sessions leaves, goes to the DOJ. Then you have Luther Strange take over the Senate seat. Then former Governor Bentley's out. Kay Ivey comes in, calls for the special election. Then we know the special election went through, and Doug Jones won. A little bit of an analog there in Mississippi, where Thad Cochran doesn't finish. He retired back in April, and Hyde Smith, she takes over and then has to run for the seat in earnest.
And then there was controversy also, which we saw in the Alabama Senate election, because you have a traditionally red state, or at least over the last few decades a red state, that you'd think would vote Republican, but because of, I guess, potential slip-ups by the Republican candidate. They make it a little bit closer for the Democrat, but that ended up not really being the case last night in Mississippi.
Yeah.
Democrat ended up not pulling off the upset win like Doug Jones did here in Alabama.
Right. So there were, I mean, there were a lot of analogs, but there were also, there was a different outcome there.
Yeah.
So that's on the list. And, I've been bouncing this story around. I don't know how to engage on this. I'm sorry. Okay. I'll say I'm sorry before I get into the story. Okay. I'm sorry.
Noted.
But I have to. Okay. So Miami Herald has the story. The headline here, a woman passes gas in store, then pulls knife on offended customer, according to cops. Now, okay, Dania Beach, so South Florida, Southeast Florida, Dania Beach area. A woman was there waiting in line at Dollar General, and they said what she did while she was in line led to her arrest in a way. She was charged with aggravated assault with a deadly weapon without intent to kill. I know, the first paragraph cracked me up. Police say it's actually what she did to a man in line after he complained about the act that led to the charge. According to Broward County Sheriff's Office, in a complaint affidavit, Shanetta Yvette Wilson, 37, was in the checkout line at Dollar General on Federal Highway in Dania Beach on Sunday evening. John Walker, the customer standing next to her, got into a verbal dispute in reference, quote here from the police report, in reference to the defendant blanking loudly, tooting loudly. Wilson, allegedly the the offender here, allegedly pulled a small lock blade knife from her purse, then, quoting here from the police report, opened the knife and told the victim she was going to gut him, according to the police report.
That escalated.
End quote. Yeah. So while doing so, she pulled back her right hand with the knife as if she was going to attack the victim with it. And at least according to the report, it read that Walker was in fear that he was going to be stabbed by the defendant. After police were called, Wilson was found by deputies in the area and identified by Walker. Wilson was arrested and taken to the detention facility there in Pompano Beach. Bail set at $2,500. So the way this timeline goes down, I guess something happened. Something was let slip there in line at the Dollar General. Then they're saying by Ms. Wilson. And then this Walker, he didn't like it, said something about it. And then she went to the knife.
You said police found her pretty quickly.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know if they used canines? Were canines on the scent? Or and this does remind
canines
me.
Canines refused. They quit. They said, we're not working today.
My dog will do what this lady did while she was standing in line, and he'll turn around and act like it was me. So he'll do kind of the same thing. He doesn't have a little switchblade to pull out. But.
Well, I would say, like I posted up on Twitter, that this woman should have, instead of threatening violence, or just like, you and the dog, just go back to the Smellers the Feller line, and then you could have Smellers the Feller. It fixes everything, doesn't it? I just say, it wasn't me. They say the Smellers the Fellers. He who smelt. Okay.
Yes.
757 FM Talk 106.5. We'll pull the show back up onto the tracks. Next hour, Jeff Poore joins us right here on FM Talk 106.5.